Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from Italy, we hear from Ruth Ann Henderson. Ruth Ann is a lay Dominican and is assistant to the worldwide promoter of the Dominican laity. Her preaching is entitled, Who? Me?
A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Now when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, Who do people say that the Son of Man is? And they said, Some say John the Baptist, but others Elijah, and still others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. He said to them, But who do you say that I am? Simon Peter answered, You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered him, Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. The Gospel of the Lord. In her autobiography, the novelist Rumour Godden writes about visiting a community of Benedictine nuns to research a novel she was writing and talking to some of the women there. And she said to one of the nuns, Were you surprised that God had chosen you? Yes, said the nun, but not half as surprised as I was that he'd chosen some of the others. It's lovely, isn't it? I can't help suspecting that some of the disciples must have felt a bit like that about one another. Look at them. Thomas the doubter, James and John asking for the best seats in heaven, Nathaniel saying, Can anything good come out of Nazareth? They're not really exemplary figures in some respects. And what about Peter? Very nearly walking on the water, but panicking because his faith wasn't strong enough. Making daft suggestions about building huts on Mount Tabor after the Transfiguration. Trying to persuade Jesus that he mustn't suffer and be killed and being called Satan for his pains. And he wasn't a particularly clever man. He wasn't, as Paul was, highly cultivated and educated. He wasn't always brave. Look at the way he denied even knowing Jesus in the high priest's courtyard. And one more thing which I find astonishing. It's Paul, not Peter, who's known as the apostle to the Gentiles, the one who took the good news far beyond the Jewish community. But it's Peter who's honored as the first leader of the universal church, the first pope. Surprising? Well, yes and no. If you look at the last six popes, the ones I've known, to be absolutely honest, it's just one surprise after another. They're not clones of one another. We've had the teddy bear cuddly popes, at least so they seem, like John the 23rd and indeed Pope Francis. Probably John Paul the 1st as well, though he lasted such a very short time. We've had austere intellectuals, Paul the 6th. Benedict the 16th. We've had a natural-born star turn like John Paul II. And please, I'm not criticizing any one of them. I'm just pointing out huge differences in style, in personality, in what nowadays we call charisma. They all had charisma, just in very different forms. Some of us prefer a more formal pope. Some of us like them to be very approachable. Some of us want them to promote change. Some of us would prefer stability and tradition. It seems to me that God consistently invites us to recognize that all of these characteristics are desirable, that there's no template for leading the church. There's no one model for being a disciple. When Jesus said that that simple fisherman Simon was the rock, Peter, on which he was going to build his church, he wasn't saying the rest of the disciples don't count. He wasn't choosing, as you might have expected, John, the disciple who appears to have been particularly close to him in some respects. He was choosing a man who, with all his faults, was solid like a rock, but he was also inviting all of his disciples, and that means you and me as well, to look at our place in the world and in the church and say, oh, really, Lord, you want someone to carry on your work. So, what? Who, me? Yes, me. And you. And all of us. We're weak. We're fallible. We're sinners like Peter. But with God's help, we are rocks on which he can continue to build his church.